I took my troubles down to Madame Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap tooth. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9. Close my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. I had so much fun that I'm going back again. I wonder what happened with love potion number 10. Love potion number 9.
Love Potion number 9 would later be covered by the Searchers during the British invasion, but the Clovers sang it first in 1959, and that's the version you just heard. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. I'm Mike Duke. Singer Helen Reddy was born in Melbourne, Australia on October 25, 1941. Her 1974 hit song, Angie Baby, fits nicely into the Halloween Music Box.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie Baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. All alone once more, Angie baby. Angie baby, you're night through the window blind. I see your folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today? I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie baby.
Angie baby. Angie baby.
When he walks in a room, he feels confused like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane, no one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie baby. Angie baby.
On a night when you are out on a lark, all alone and so afraid of the dark, that's the time you may encounter your host,
who?
The Rockin' Ghost. When the winds are blowing up in the trees, and you're feeling kind of weak in the knees, who will follow you from pillar to post?
Who?
The Rockin' Ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swinginest cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
ooh,
the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost, the Rockin' Ghost. Luckily, if you want him to get going, all you do is say, I dig you the most, ghost. Then you'll notice he'll be tipping his hat, 'cause he really is the swingin'est cat. When he hears you say, I dig you the most,
who?
The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost. The Rockin' Ghost.
We know him from the story of Hernando's Hideaway. That's Archie Blair with The Rockin' Ghost from 1956. And from The Fantasy File, we heard Angie Baby by Helen Reddy. If there's a piece of music you want me to put into the music box for a future show, send an email to the conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. Singer, guitarist, and fine fiddle player Charlie Daniels was born on October 28, 1936 in Wilmington, North Carolina. He came on the radio like gangbusters in June of 1979 with The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, 'cause I think I'm better than you. The boy said, my name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're gonna regret, 'cause I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, 'cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul. The devil opened up his case and he said, I'll start this show. And fire flew from his fingertips as he rosined up his bow. And he pulled the bow across the strings and it made an evil hiss. And then a band of demons joined in and it sounded something like this. Thank you. When the devil finished, Johnny said, well, you're pretty good, old son, but sit down in that chair right there and let me show you how it's done. Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, does your dog bite? No child, no. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beat. And he laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. Johnny said, devil, just come on back if you ever want to try again. Cause I told you once, you son of a gun, I'm the best there's ever been. He played, found a mountain, run, boy, run. Devil's in the house of the rising sun. A chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, where you don't fight, no child, no.
Evelyn's eyes, who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes, who put the flower in her angel's disguise, who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes. She has the form of a goddess and a face just like a saint. She has a smile shyly modest, but you look in them eyes and you know that she ain't. Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the flower in her angel's disguise? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes?
She always talks so naively. She's as sweet as sugar cake. And yet, my friend, please believe me, when I look at them eyes, then I shiver and shake.
Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the flower in her angel's disguise? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes?
Put the devil in Evelyn's eyes.
Ooh.
Put the devil in Evelyn's eyes.
Ooh.
Put the flaw in her angel's disguise.
Ooh.
Put the devil in Evelyn's eyes.
She has the form of a goddess and a face just like a saint. She has a smile shyly modest, but you look in them eyes and you know that she ain't.
Ooh, put the devil in Evelyn's eyes.
Ooh, put the devil
in Evelyn's eyes.
Ooh, put the flaw in
her angel's disguise.
Ooh, put the devil
in Evelyn's eyes.
She always talks so naively. She's as sweet as sugar cane. And yet, my friend, please believe me,
when I look at them eyes, then I shiver and shake.
Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes? Who put the flower in her angel's disguise? Who put the devil in Evelyn's eyes?
There's another track from the Swingin' at the Seance disc, The Mills Brothers, Who Put the Devil in Evelyn's Eyes? And we heard The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band. This is the Music Box at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. In 1956, struggling New York City songwriters Bill Buchanan and Dickie Goodman released a record called The Flying Saucer, thereby creating what became known as the Breakout Record. These records used words and phrases from hit songs of the time to provide ridiculous or tongue-in-cheek answers to news reporter-style questions. Buchanan and Goodman released this monster in 1959.
They said it couldn't be done.
Couldn't be done, couldn't be done, couldn't be done.
But now, at last, I've created the Frankenstein monster.
This is Count Dracula speaking. The Frankenstein monster has escaped.
Don't try to hide. I'm here, please.
We're here in Washington at a special meeting. Ladies and gentlemen, the president.
Hello, baby.
Mr. President, what happens if the monster cannot be stopped?
Problems, 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 go alone.
Army radar has picked up the monster, heading toward Philadelphia.
Westbrook Van Eastbrook reporting. We're now here in Philadelphia, where the entire U.S. Army is awaiting the Battle of the Century. We've spotted the monster coming this way. It's Frankenstein.
Just call my name.
The Army has opened fire on the monster. But he still keeps coming. Hold your fire. Dr. Frankenstein's chief assistant is stepping forward. He's trying to speak to the monster.
You don't remember me, but I remember you.
The monster is attacking him.
Ah! Tweet, 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 tweet.
All efforts to stop Frankenstein have failed. There is only one hope left.
I, Count Dracula, will speak to the monster in the only language he understands.
Come prima, più di prima, camerò.
It's no use. Nothing can stop the monster. He's heading into the local television studio. Frankenstein is dancing on bandstand. It looks like all the monster wanted to do was dance with the teenagers.
Oh, baby, that's what I like!
Of course, the story you've just heard, well...
It's a glory, baby.
Bill Purcell is best known for a wonderful song called Our Winter Love. You just heard Dark Alley from 1963. And Buchanan and Goodman jumped on the monster bandstand with Frankenstein of 59. Coming up after the news, Matt the Cat will share another hour of good R&B music history on The Juke in the Back. I'm Mike Duke, and I hope you enjoyed this collection of witches, ghosts, goblins, and other Halloween characters on the Music Box, which will return from my house to your radio next week on FM 102.5, The Concert Hall. I'll leave you with the thought that the dark doesn't necessarily mean the dark side. As Tony Martin explained in this 1956 song, it's better in the dark.
It's better in the dark. It's better in the dark. The light will just upset her. It's better in the dark. Her eyes will start to spark. Your lips will find their mark. You wanna hug and pat her. It's better in the dark. Oh, the sun is the enemy of romance. In the daytime, romantically, there's no chance. You will find that the lady will care a lot if you'll take her where the sun is not. It's better in the dark.
The dark.
It's better in the dark.
The dark.
The light will just upset her. It's better in the dark.
The dark.
Her eyes will start to spark. Your lips will find their mark. You wanna hug and pat her.
It's better in the dark.
When the lights in the parlor are brightly lit, how can sweethearts do anything else but sit? All the world Thomas Edison helped a lot.
Did he help the lovers? He did not.
It's better in the dark.
Oh,
it's better in the dark. The light will just upset her. It's better in the dark. Her eyes will start to spark. Your lips will find their mark. You wanna hug and pet her. It's better in the dark.
Hand in hand, they were strolling like lovers do.
Lovers do.
Neath the street lamp, they started to bill and coo.
Bill and coo.
When her father, who noticed them from above,
shouted down and said, if you're in love, it's better in the dark. It's better in the dark. The light will just upset her. It's better in the dark.
Her eyes will start to spark. Your lips will find their mark. You wanna hug and pat her.
It's better in the dark.
It's better in the dark.
It's better.